The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, quite a positive start to opening numbers across Asia. And to help us get the bigger picture, we have Manpreet Gill. He is the head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Manpreet. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Good. How are you?
Oh, that's great to hear. I'm doing good as well. Manpreet, so just want to tackle what happened overnight first. You've got the ECB head, Mario Draghi, pretty much clearing the path for more stimulus measures. This is based on what he said overnight. So he said, if things don't get better on the inflation front, you are going to be expecting more stimulus measures on the horizon. So the euro actually dropped 0.2% against the dollar. What do you think is going to happen for the euro for the rest of the year? And what do you think his remarks will mean for the European markets?
Well, I think his remarks for European equity and bond markets are obviously quite significant because we do see support coming through. If anything, you know, we have a history of that being positive. But for the euro specifically, funnily enough, you know, what happened to the euro may be to a large extent defined by what the Fed does rather than what the ECB does, because the euro-dollar exchange rate in particular is quite sensitive to both what happens in European policy as well as, you know, on the US side on interest rates. So what we expect to see in the upcoming sort of FOMC may actually be quite crucial for both the US dollar and the euro. And, you know, the theme is the same. We're seeing weakening inflation, perhaps not softening growth in the US as much as it was in Europe, but inflation clearly a concern. And I think that the key here will be to what extent the Fed does respond, you know, to what have been rising expectations, that the Fed may indeed follow suit with a turn to a more dovish stance than before.
So Manpreet, looks like the stimulus expectations are fueling the markets right now. And of course, you mentioned central banks pretty much seem to be on easing mode right now with the weak inflation picture. You've got the cloudy economic outlook. So we have the FOMC meeting coming up tomorrow. What type of signals are you looking out for from the Fed, especially with reports this morning from the White House that they were looking to demote Fed Chief Jerome Powell?
Well, going to the FOMC, I think there are two things really to focus on. The first, of course, is whether indeed we do get that turn to a more dovish stance and whether we indeed get it, you know, at this meeting itself. Because if you go back to some of your news reports earlier, you know, inflation and falling inflation expectations is one sort of aspect central banks are looking at. But, you know, some of the worries on growth from trade tensions is the other. And this month's FOMC, of course, comes exactly, you know, just ahead of the G20 meeting. So the question is whether the Fed, you know, really makes any changes already or whether they really sort of wait to see where US-China talks go before sort of thinking about making any changes next month. So I think that's really one aspect. Second, of course, is even if we do see a turn to more dovish stance, you know, how big will that really be? Because, you know, we can talk about, you know, potentially a pause or a signal for a, you know, rate cut or two, but the market's already pricing in, you know, multiple rate cuts. So there is always the risk that, you know, the messaging will be quite important, because there's always the risk that the Fed may indeed sort of, you know, pull back from his recent stance, but, you know, may still end up disappointing market expectations. So I think that's really the two factors we need to keep an eye on.
All right, we're chatting with Manpreet Gill. He is the head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, we've been talking about inflation. One new word that's been floating around is porkflation. So this involves how the African swine fever has led to the culling of millions of pigs. And this is leading to supply issues, potentially higher prices. So I want to get your thoughts on, you know, what the potential impact and knock-on impact might be, because this seems to be affecting a lot of emerging markets.
Well, there already is, you know, to some extent, some impact on Chinese headline inflation, because, you know, through the component of the input on food. But it's not necessarily clear that this will have a knock-on impact either on policy or elsewhere in the region, because, you know, unlike most parts of inflation, food inflation is ultimately driven by supply. In this case, unfortunately, falling supply because of the disease outbreak. And that's not something central bank policy can necessarily do anything about. So as with most parts of the world, I think we're seeing a sort of a supply shock on the food side. We're most likely to see efforts focused on trying to resolve that issue and try and restore, pork supplies, rather than seeing any reaction, particularly from central banks, which are really likely to look through this and try and really focus on the underlying components of inflation, which outside of the food inflation risk hasn't really changed dramatically. So, I think here the focus really is on pork supply, whether we're seeing more sort of international supply helping to offset some of that. Central bank, I think, really focused on broader growth risks still.
Okay, a couple of things to look out for in the, month of June. So Manpreet, what's your advice for investors now? It seems like we are getting back into a risk-on mode after a bad month in May. Is it time for investors to get a bit more aggressive right now?
Well, we'd still stay, relatively balanced. We still think there are good opportunities in specific areas. We think, of course, we've seen a good sort of rally on the bond side, especially in global dollar bonds. And we do think emerging market dollar bonds, both globally and here in Asia, are a good sort of place to both earn a decent carry, but even after sort of the big fall in bond yields. But also, we like them because they still have a track record of stability in case we do get more surprises. And similarly, on the equity side, we still think some exposure makes sense, but we still believe, keeping a diversified exposure is still much more interesting. I mean, yes, we are seeing a turn up in sentiment. We've seen some good news come through the last few days, but we still have this looming, risk of which way trade talks go in the near future. So I think that's really for us the big of interest to go after before sort of taking a very strong directional stance.
All right, stay diversified. That's the message from Manpreet Gill. He is the head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank on the Bigger Picture. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Manpreet. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.